My guest at this time is Guy Sormon, contributing editor at City Journal, a project of the Manhattan Institute for Policy Research. He's also one of the leading public intellectuals in France. He's also written and offered some thoughts recently on the passing of Apple computer co-founder Steve Jobs at the very young age of 56, and more specifically about the significant impact of the work Jobs did. And Guy, thank you very much for your time today.
No, thank you.
You have written basically that this is an amazing entrepreneurship story, something I think that most people would certainly agree with. But you also argue that it is one that is uniquely American. Why so?
Well, you know, I'm French, and I would love to have a French Steve Jobs, but we don't have. And there is no Chinese Steve Jobs, nor any Indian Steve Jobs. So you have to wonder why. So Steve Jobs actually is the ultimate American entrepreneur. And why is so? I mean, you have inventors all around the world. But what is uniquely American is the capacity to bring an invention to the people. I mean, there is a kind of a democratic dimension, I would say, in American entrepreneurship. And the same is very often compared with Thomas Edison. Why? It's not because Edison invented, you know, the electric bulb. It's because Edison brought the electric bulb to millions of Americans. So Steve Jobs is American because he has this unique capacity to bring innovation to the people. So this kind of a combination of democracy and invention, this is uniquely American.
What is it about the institutions that have allowed for that to be a unique American characteristic?
Well, I think you have institutions which do not exist out of the United States, like, you know, investors taking risks, a very high risk, you know, betting on young entrepreneur, and which is quite typical of the Californian culture and the American capitalist culture. So you have a combination of quite unique factors, like, you know, the entrepreneur spirit and bringing innovation to the people, and capitalists and people with the resources, I mean, ready to bet on a young man. So the whole story, I mean, is so typical, and it couldn't take place in another country. The question is, could it take place again today? But this is maybe a more political question.
Well, let's go ahead and go there. Do you believe our current climate, both in terms of business and government, encourages the type of activity that Mr. Jobs started in the mid-1970s and continued up until very recently?
Well, I'm not that sure because, you know, when I look at Steve Jobs' story, I mean, you know, everybody knows he started in a garage. And I think that today, I mean, the garage would be closed overnight because you would have some regulation, some inspectors, you know, going to the new Steve Jobs and saying, well, your garage is not, you know, it's not correct. I mean, you have new regulation and you are not allowed to do that. So the kind of regulation you have now in the United States, which did not exist 30 or 40 years ago, and also because, you know, the future is so unpredictable and government so unstable, our investors are not today ready to take the risk that they would take 30 years ago. So the American model, I mean, the American entrepreneurship, as I said before, very democratic model of American entrepreneurship, today is a little bit shaky, I would say.
We're talking with Guy Sormon of the Manhattan Institute, and more specifically the Manhattan Institute's City Journal. A last question before we let you go, Guy, and that is related to the vision that Mr. Jobs had on a more personal level. Obviously, there are a lot of folks out there who come up with inventions that they think will be of huge interest and benefit to the American people. Some obviously do better than others. Steve Jobs was an immense success. What did he tap into that others perhaps haven't?
Well, I think, you know, he was quite a playful character. And I mean, he understood that the American needs tools to work, like the personal computer, but Americans also like to play. I mean, the American culture is quite playful and full of joy. And in a way, I mean, Steve Jobs was part of the Pursuit of Happiness, you know, program for the United States. And all his objects were simultaneously useful and playful.
Well, it's a great combination, and it certainly worked for him. For many, many years, and a lot of people are certainly using those inventions. Guy, thank you very much for your time today.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
Guy Sormon, contributing editor to the Manhattan Institute's City Journal. You can also read him frequently on the opinion pages of the Wall Street Journal. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.